Nick again tonight?
No.
No?
No. Do I? I'm not sure. I can't remember who I'm starting at four. I can't. I don't know. We're not starting at two. We're not starting at two, Wheezy and he together. But I swear I don't remember which one is starting. I think Wheezy's starting, but I don't even know.
And who's at center?
Luke is at point. Damian is at two. Jeff is at three. Somebody's at four. And Robert's at five. And I really don't remember. Tommy, do you remember who was with the green team today? One of them was with the green. Whichever guy was with the green team today is starting.
How is the point guard situation shaking?
It's not. It's they're Luke has got far. Earl has far and away the most minutes played. Luke will, you know, get a little leg up on catching up tonight. Earl could coach most of tonight. He might play a little bit. And Delonte's played the least, so we're going to try and play Delonte a good chunk of minutes tonight with Luke. Earl may not play at all. And again, we may slide Delonte to two in the second half, and that might get Earl a little bit of a run. But it wouldn't surprise me if Earl doesn't play at all. Depending on, you know, how if it looks like we can get enough minutes out of, you know, 25 or 30 out of both of them. Earl may not play at all. But it's that position is a good position for us, and it's a tough position because they bring different things to the table, you know. So it's I don't think that's one that will clearly resolve itself. I think they're all going to contribute. They're all going to play. We just may at some point have to, you know, there may not be minutes on a regular basis for all of them. But by regular, I mean night in and night out. But like maybe it'll be different one month than it is the next month. So, you know, and a lot will depend on how much Delonte will play at two. If Delonte plays at two, that eases things up a little bit. If Delonte doesn't get a lot of minutes at two, then it's really going to be, not difficult. We won't be able to balance the minutes. You know, somebody will be the odd man out.
Is it a matter of riding the hot hand as far as who's playing well at that position and going with that guy?
No, because I don't think you can get any kind of continuity playing that way. I think that we have some situations, like with Robert in particular, and it remains to be seen what Kurt and Wally are going to be like. If they can play back-to-backs, no problem, then that makes it probably a little harder for us. If in a strange way, if they can't or we can't play in big minutes back-to-back, that kind of makes things easier. Then you kind of, you know, some guys might not play one night, but they'll play another. But at the point, it won't be a fact. Those three guys are both healthy. They can all play. All three of them are capable of playing 30 minutes, and obviously there's not 30 minutes. It's similar to what we have at four, but at least at four, you got a chance to, you know, play one of those guys a little bit at five. If we're not able to play Delonte at two very much, then there's just not enough minutes. So, I mean, we're gonna at different times we'll play different people, but it won't be this guy's having a good game or let's try it. This guy's not having a good game, let's put the other guy in. It'll be this guy will play for X amount of game, 10 games or something like that, and we'll just, you know, go that way.
Coach, can you see more vision? A lineup of, let's say, Luke or Earl, Delonte, Kevin, Jeff, and maybe a Chris or a Nick at the five, and like maybe against teams like Phoenix and the smaller teams?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to, we looked at it last night. At times it was successful. I think, you know, we haven't played our bigs yet against them to know what it was going to be like. I mean, this was kind of an easy decision. We weren't going to play Robert both nights. It made more sense to play Robert tonight. But, you know, can we play Robert or Kurt or Johan or Mo at five against those teams? Yeah, we can, but I don't think it's probably the best thing. So, you know, off the top of my head, I would think we're more apt to go what people would call small. I mean, to me, you're not small when you really have a four playing four. You know, small to me means you're playing a three at the four spot. But we would still be overall small if we played two fours. But that's not as small as, you know, when you literally put small forwards at the four spot.
Has Damian earned the opportunity to start or get big minutes for you going into the season?
Nobody's earned anything. Just we'll see.
Real quick, just what are your impressions on Jeff Reed and how does he fit in?
I think he's going to be very good. I think both our guys are unusual for rookies in that they're so talented. I think they're both very composed. I think they're both very comfortable with themselves and with their games. And I think both of them are going to get a chance to play because of our needs and because we think they're that good. So I think that's different than most rookies. A lot of rookies come in and they have no idea whether they're going to play or how much they're going to play. Those guys are both going to play, so they have a chance to, you know, do more than most rookies do.
How does Kevin, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Deal with the pressures of